John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, this is Ed Peterson.
And this is John Kilticka.
This is the High Gain Podcast.
It is very high today, Ed.
Yep, I'm really looking forward to this one. What do we talk about?
Metrics.
Oh, right. Guitars.
The metric system.
I love it. Yep. I love the metric system.
Yeah.
Carter tried to get the metric system in the U.S. and, you know, dummies said no. I love counting by tens. It's super easy.
Yeah.
Where are we recording from, John?
Beautiful West Seattle, Washington.
It's not a bad day out. It's like, I don't know, 70 degrees, maybe? A little overcast.
Celsius?
I have no idea what that would be in. Because they decided not to do that.
Isn't it like double and add 30 degrees or some shit like that?
It's crazy.
I don't know.
I can't deal with it.
All these systems.
Yep.
Hey, you know what, Ed?
What?
We're going to Canada today.
Oh, I love our friends to the north.
Our friends to the north.
Ryan Reynolds. He's Canadian.
No, he's not.
Yes. Paul Schaefer from David Letterman's band. He's Canadian.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
So many Canadians.
I know. I love them.
Well, we have two more, not one more.
Two more.
In studio with us right now.
We have one.
This is the first time we've ever done this.
Uh-huh.
We have an actual listener.
In studio.
In the studio. What? So for people that think that nobody listens to our podcast.
There's one.
There's at least one.
Right.
His name is Jesse Hurlitz. Hey, Jesse.
Howdy.
Hi, Jesse.
Oh, hey there.
Jesse is from Canada.
By way of our friends to the south.
That's right.
California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Seattle.
Yep.
And you know why Jesse's here?
Tell me.
He brought a guitar.
Oh, he brought at least one provable guitar.
One guitar and one in a case that I left the key.
Yeah, so
that's fine.
So he brought one case.
Yeah.
And one actual guitar.
Yeah.
You know what this guitar is?
I know that is a millimetric instrument. I'm not great with MG6. Six.
Yes.
Great.
Just think millimetric guitar.
Uh-huh.
Six.
Oh, guitar. The G is for guitar.
Hey!
Oh my God, I am really dumb.
So not only are we going to talk about this
millimetric
guitar made in Canada and brought down from Canada by our good friend Jesse.
Uh-huh.
Guess who's on the line, Ed?
Florian?
Florian, the guy who makes these.
Oh, I'm super excited.
Hey, Florian.
Hi, guys.
Hey, ça va?
Très bien, et vous?
That's great. Are you wearing one of those striped shirts?
Not today.
Okay, because you're from French Canada.
I'm actually from France.
Oh, he's from the real France.
Man.
Yeah, I moved here 11 years ago.
Great. I heard that in Montreal, they speak the French that is super proper. Is that true?
They have a really... thick accent, I should say. Well, I don't know if I should say that.
Oh, no, you're doing great.
Go for it.
Yeah, no, it's quite different from the French that we speak in France.
I went there this summer, and I'm so ready to move to France.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where did you go in France?
We were in Nice and Paris, basically. I would love to do kind of the countryside thing, but we didn't have time.
Where are you from, Florian?
The northwest part of France. The region is called Brittany. If you look at the French map, on the northwest, there is kind of a point. That's where my city is located. Before leaving France, I was studying photography and graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to move to Montreal to study first lutherie, but I wasn't accepted at the school because they only took French-Canadian students.
Oh, classic.
I decided to go anyway and study cabinet making.
Yeah, you'll show them.
As I usually say, I'm pretty glad I didn't went to the lutherie school because I wouldn't build the guitars I build now if I go to that school.
Beverages.
Oh, beverages.
Now I know what that chord is.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. Yeah. What do we got, John?
Oh, in honor of both Jesse and Florian, we have Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
Is this actually made in Canada?
Maybe not.
It's made in fucking Texas, John.
Oh.
It's all we drink. It comes out of the taps up there.
Exactly.
They water the plants with that.
It's delicious.
It's got Canada in the name.
Yeah. You did a great job, John. Good beverage.
Thank you. I understand, Ed, you have paired a Canadian petal
with
this Canadian beverage.
I am super excited about this pairing, and I think it's kind of a surprise for Florian.
Identify that pedal, Florian.
It sounds like the Montreal Assembly Count to Five.
That's it!
Yay!
You did it! You did it!
I have one, so that was easy.
I love it so much. It's so great. And when I found out we were doing this guitar, it's just like, oh, of course. I actually went out there and I found some interviews with you. And you had mentioned that there's a show that you're doing in Montreal.
It's in September.
In September of this year, right?
Yeah, it's going to be the third year.
And the Montreal Assembly guys are there?
Yep.
I want to go.
I like that.
Yep. Yeah, that pedal never leaves my board.
Fantastic.
Tell me about that guitar, John.
This one is the MG6.
Okay.
Florian, you should tell me if I get anything wrong.
Oh, sure.
This is your original design, the first one, the MG6?
Yeah, it is.
What were you going for?
12 years ago, 13 years ago, I discovered the brand Upstructure.
Right.
I discovered that brand because Matt was playing a band called New Brutalism. It's like shellac influence band. And at that time, I was really, really into that. And I discovered they were playing those guitars and building those guitars. So I was really influenced by that design to develop my first guitar. Because I had to decide either to go with a usual copy or a totally new design. And I kind of went with a totally, new design and highly influenced by the Upstructure shape.
In interviews, you talk about industrial design and Bauhaus and Prouvé and Dieter Rams.
Mm-hmm.
For viewers who haven't seen any millimetric guitars on Instagram lately, you should go do that. But then you should look at, for example, Dieter Rams, German designer. Go look at his chairs and then look at these guitars and you'll get some idea of the headspace Florian is in. Dieter Rams.
Yeah.
Guess what, Ed? Born in 1932.
Born in 32, okay.
No math. He's
still
kicking.
Oh, he's still with us?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. Fantastic.
Ever see those small transistor radios from the 50s?
Sure.
He designed those for Braun.
Cool.
He actually designed a whole lot of product for Braun. All the sound system, radios, even hairdryer, lots of stuff.
Yeah, he's one of Apple's number one influences in terms of design.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a picture of one of his minimalist radios from the 50s, split-screened with the first-generation iPod, and they were almost identical.
Mm-hmm. Good design is long-lasting. That's one of his 10 principles, I think.
This guitar, the design on it is so great. Every little detail about it is just amazing. It's super symmetrical, which I think is really cool.
That was one of the influences I took from the Upstructure guitar. It's not really not my idea. I wanted left-handed players to not have a weird-looking guitar. That's really something that appealed to me at that time, and I really wanted to reproduce that, but in my own certain way.
If you go from the headstock down to the end of the body, down the center line, that is where he has placed the concentric tone and volume knob,
yep,
pickup selector, and input, yep, jack. So left or right-handed, it's in the same place.
Yeah, so all you'd need to do is just like flip the nut and you're good to go other way, right?
Yeah, super ambidextrous.
Yep, it's just beautiful every way you look at it.
Yeah.
What's the pickguard made out of?
The pickguard is black acrylic. It looks like metal because I brush it.
Yeah.
On the first few guitars I used anodized aluminum pickguards, but it was kind of hard to rework if there was a scratch or if there was something wrong during shipping.
This body is black and it's textured.
I used that paint for some pedal enclosure, and I really thought like, oh, that would be cool for guitar finish because it doesn't really scratch that easily, and it looks really industrial and not really a classic guitar finish. So
what's the neck wood?
It's walnut. Black walnut.
Is the body walnut?
No, on that one, the body is maple.
Okay.
I have one rule about using two woods on a guitar. One of the wood has to be painted or be black. I don't want to see two natural wood on one guitar.
And you use a lot of great colors, too. I love those kind of faded pastel colors, like the shell pink. Those are great.
Thanks. I usually hate red guitars, and I really don't want to build a lot of red guitar. Fiesta Red is okay because it tends to go to more of a orange kind of range.
Right.
But red guitar is just, I hate that. I don't know why, but I hate that. You know, when you see like a red Strat with a white pickguard.
Florian's, yeah, got some opinions.
That's great. For quite a while there, I was all black guitars. And then just recently, I got a Abernathy, but it's orange. It looks like an orange sickle kind of color.
I love Justin's work.
We talked to him, and then we ended up each getting one. And the one I got, Florian, is red with white pickguard. But
oops.
I pretty much only used to own red guitars because I have like this red tattoo and everything. I had red glasses. And then I changed the brand. Now everything's black.
Name that tune.
Shit.
Put him on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm really not good at remembering the name of the song. It's the one with the squirrel. Shit.
Prayer to God.
Yeah, Prayer to God on 1000 Hertz.
Yes.
That's so, yeah, great. So your pickups, you have them custom made, right?
Yeah. It's pretty much like an exact copy of a TB500 pickup.
Yep.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really wanted that sound. At first, I was thinking the sound of Steve Albini was coming from the guitar or the pickup. And it's partly true, but most of the sound comes from the Intersound IVP and a 50-watt Bassman head.
Right.
Yep.
We're going through a Recovery Effects Pearl to get our dirt.
Yep. When you build these, do you build per customer or do you kind of have a stockpile of them?
Yeah, I usually build per customer request, but the thing is I use a universal bass plate system that I design, so I can put pretty much any pickup I want in those cavities and on that bass plate.
Also, you're... design aesthetic is super minimal. Lightly in the body, you've got your millimetric logo, but there's nothing, mm-hmm, on the headstock. The designs are just sleek.
Yeah, I kind of like to not have a big branding because I think, yeah, you know, you can have guitars that have two or three logos on them. I mean, it's a guitar. It's not a billboard, you know?
Yeah, totally.
It has to stay like simple and clean. A lot of designers don't overbrand on their product, you know? And I think that's good, you know? It just gives the spotlight to the product.
Well, one thing with yours that's pretty great is if your guitar were just sitting in a room, you would know it was a millimetric guitar. Like, it doesn't need a logo that says millimetric.
Right.
You know, you may not know that it's a millimetric, but you're not going to confuse it for a Fender or a Gibson. It's very clearly something different.
Thanks.
I've got a St. Vincent, a Music Man St. Vincent signature model.
Yeah, it's a nice guitar.
Yeah, I get very similar vibes between that St. Vincent and your stuff. You know, it feels like a design first on the aesthetics.
I just wish the headstock was different.
On the St. Vincent?
Ha! Yes!
That's the only thing I hate about that guitar, and it's so out of place on that guitar. I get why they did it, but it's so out of place.
I agree with you so hard.
This interview is over.
Maybe I should buy one and just swap the neck.
Yeah, exactly. So how long have you actually been doing millimetric sort of full-time?
I'm still keeping 2 days doing another job just to keep me sane and out of the basement.
Sure.
But it's pretty much my real day job. I've been building under millimetric for around 5-6 years.
I love how Florian sort of approach to things is like, I'm just going to keep this thing manageable so that it doesn't get weird.
Is it totally a one-man operation?
Oh, yeah. I built just 2 guitars a month and a half. That's what I like. You know, I like being in control and talking to each and every client and having the hands on everything. That's what makes a good guitar as well. You don't have to build a big brand or become like Fender or Gibson. It could work just like that. I could do much more, but, you know, it wouldn't be really interesting for me.
I imagine it also would become a job, you know, like you'd have to probably bring people in to do stuff, and then you'd have to oversee quality control of some dumb shit apprentice guy. And
right.
Like, probably me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I'm back on the bridge pickup. Front pickup. Let's turn that off. I've got a question for you, Jesse. When you first learned of millimetric instruments, I'm sure you were kind of drawn in by the design itself, but now you've had a chance to live with these things and play them. Is it still about the design, or have you gotten so used to the tone that this is taking you to a different place altogether?
Yeah, like the design drew me in, and I am a designer, and that's, you know, this is the graphic designer's guitar.
Right.
I think most of Florian's guitars are bought by graphic designers.
Oh, yeah.
Or designers of some sort, right? But, like, when I plugged that thing in, I turned my half stack up to 11, and I was, like, fucking screaming my face off. Like, oh my God, this thing sounds incredible.
So in your mind, it was that perfect fusion between the design and the tone.
Absolutely. I already had played them, and like the playability is really great. I think one detail that I love is the fretwork.
Are these stainless frets?
Yeah.
They are.
I'm one of those guys that don't believe in nickel frets. If you can use a material that doesn't wear, why not use it?
Mm-hmm.
Players will say, oh, it changed the tone. Most players won't hear any difference. Same goes for, you know, tone woods and blah, 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 and all that.
When you were talking about the Music Man headstock, I wasn't really feeling what you were saying. But now you're back. You've won me back, Florian. Man, I just love these guitars so much. What are you doing, John? Put that other pedal on.
He's in spank mode.
Yep.
I'm in spank mode, Ed.
Yep.
Spank mode.
Ed knows, maybe our viewers do too, that I like the kind of harsher tone.
You can get it. If people wanted to order one of these, what would they do?
You can contact me and ask me a few questions if you have any.
Yeah.
And after that, you can go file an order form on the website,
yeah,
which is millimetric.ca.
That's Canadian, Ed.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Millimetric.sorry.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, you just file an order form, and I usually answer in a few days with what the price would be for that instrument.
Yep.
And once we agree on the spec, I file a spec sheet and do a small illustration of what the guitar would look like.
Yep.
And after that, you place your order and deposit and blah, blah, blah.
I actually went on your page and sort of started filling in that sheet.
Oh, did you?
I did walk down the thing, and it seems like
you're doomed.
I can't imagine someone ordering one without talking to you. I could see doing it, But it just feels like your stuff is so customized. I don't know. The options are probably all there, but getting that design back from you and everything to know exactly what you're going to get would help a lot.
That's what I usually do. I usually go back and forth with the customer once he filed the form. The form is just an introduction to placing the order. After that, we just talk, and it's pretty rare, but sometimes a customer just knows what he wants, and I just file the form, tell him the price, and he just places his order. But usually, yeah, we go back and forth a few times. And
yeah,
sometimes they choose something, place the order, wait a few months, and after maybe 6-7 months they choose to change something and I can do it. It's no big deal.
I guess that's the upside of having a year-long wait, is you've got a little time in there to
I think we changed what I ordered probably like 5 or 6 times.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, along the way.
Ebonizing, is that similar to roasting a neck?
No, that's different. That's a chemical reaction. I usually use vinegar and steel wool, mix that in a pot together, let it sit for maybe a week. That will create kind of artificial rust.
Here at my house, Ed.
Yeah.
The aged fence out back.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Oh, look,
vinegar and steel wool.
Goth fence.
Yeah. Goth fence.
Exactly.
There you go.
A couple days ago was World Goth Day. Were you like super into it?
I just, you know, wake up. It's another fucking day for me.
Every day is a World Goth Day.
Every day is World Goth Day for Jesse.
That's great. I realized it was World Goth Day and I just took a selfie with what I was wearing. And it was a One Direction tour shirt. So I was feeling very goth. Sweet. Very goth. Yeah.
Hey, do you ever paint the headstocks?
I never did it, but I will have to try it, though. I like Fender matching headstocks, usually. It looks good.
Just dawned on me.
Sure.
I will have to try it once.
Are there any bands out there that people could maybe go find recorded examples of a millimetric?
I think the band Null from Birmingham, Alabama. One of the guitar players from that band has two.
I could see that.
I can see it.
This is the good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those dudes rocking that. I could totally see that. They're from Alabama, huh?
Doing the Lord's work in Alabama. Yeah. I like that. Null, Act of Love. And it's, I think that's the album as well. I'm adding that to my playlist.
Yeah, that sounded really great. Yeah.
Okay. Shellacky.
Very
shellacky. Pretty shellacky. Yeah. Okay. You got anything else, John?
Do I have anything else?
Yeah.
No, do you have any more Canadians of note to talk about?
Oh,
Celine Dion?
Ugh.
She's one of the French ones, right?
Yeah.
French Canadian even. Oh, the best. Yeah,
French Canadians of note.
Yeah, Celine Dion. That's perfect. The list stops there. great.
Oh, man.
All right. What do you think, John?
I think that sounds super awesome. Where can people find out more about Millimetric Florian?
They can visit the website, millimetric.ca. They can go on my Instagram page where I post a lot of pictures at Millimetric Instruments.
The Instagram page is bonkers.
Yeah.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so
Thanks.
Good.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah.
The photos are great.
The section of photos you did with the black guitar with the string or whatever, the lined string stuff, those are so cool.
Oh, yeah, that was Jesse's guitar, yeah.
Oh, that looks cool. That's the one in the case, huh? Great. Well, okay, we can all look at the pictures together. Right.
I like to take pictures of all the Finnish instruments. Every Finnish instrument get a photo shoot, and it's, you know, kind of a way to celebrate a new guitar that's finished.
What about the dates for Sonore? When's that happening?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I'm organizing the Sonore Guitar Festival with a few other people, namely other luthiers, Théo Cazourian and Joël Barbeau, and Mathilde and Anne-Marie. That's the Sonore team. So we organize every year now a guitar festival that's more centered towards acoustic guitars, electric guitars, pedals, and amps. So it's kind of like a small boutique-ish guitar show. It's in September. And this year, the dates are 13, 14, and 15 September.
And it's in?
It's in Montreal.
Montreal's great.
We have a really great lineup this year, which will include Cowher guitars, Chase Bliss Audio, Empress FX, Baronic guitars, Tom Sands guitars, Red Panda, and many, 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 many more that I forget right now. You could go to sonorfestival.ca.
Is there an E on the end of Sonore?
Yeah, S-O-N-O-R-E festival.ca. It's going to get updated with the list of builders really soon.
Cool.
Yeah, it's three nice days, and the venue is really, really, really nice.
Will Montreal Assembly be there again?
Yeah, yeah, Montreal Assembly, yeah.
This is shaping up, man.
I know. We head up north,
yep,
immediately north of Seattle, maybe hook it left a little bit. We grab Jesse, mm-hmm. We pick up the Airstream. Bam!
Yeah.
You know, that's probably only, what, like 3,000 miles?
Yeah, and there's just like nothing in between.
There. Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be trees and yeah. Cougars. And there was a cougar in my ditch the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Chilling.
That's how deep in the damn woods I am right now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Ditch cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is our new band. Jesse, Florian, Ed, and John, the Ditch Cats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm into it. I'm super into that band.
Jesse, what do you got coming up?
So I'm just an aspiring pedal builder right now. So I've been learning the trade a little bit and having fun. I've got something I've talked to Florian about that I want to build.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing to show yet.
All right.
Cool.
Should we hit that song, John?
Let's hit that song, Ed. I want to thank Florian.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you are very
welcome.
That was
fun.
I hope you got something out of it.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, go to millimetric.ca, millimetricguitars.ca.
Millimetricinstruments.ca?
No, millimetric.ca.
God damn it, Ed.
God damn it. millimetric.ca.
I had it right the first time.
All right, then.
Yeah. You can also go to thehighgain.com.
Yep.
You can go to Instagram, find Millimetric and the High Gain.
Yep.
Maybe hunt down Jesse.
Yep.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. Look at pictures of cats.
Ditch Cats.
Ditch Cats.
Look for our new EP.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Meow.